Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In for Sam Panayotovich today, I'm Chris Mack alongside my guy Joe Ostrowski. Patrick Everson of Vegas Insider and Fox Sports going to join us at the top of the hour for the third and final hour here on Bet Sweats. He'll give us some insight maybe on some games that we haven't gotten to yet at that point, as well as some of the ones we have previewed already. We've rolled through Steelers, Ravens, Colts, Jags, Bengals, Bills. You can always rewind inside the Odyssey app, or better yet, just subscribe to Bet Sweats' podcast, and you'll get everything delivered to you if you got those notifications on, and get ready for this weekend's action. I mentioned the game manager term, Joe. We talked a lot about the Steelers today. I'm a Pittsburgh guy, naturally. All right, I need the Chicago perspective on Caleb Williams, the Bears, and how deep fans and people in Chicago think they can go with this thing. They're looking to extend the winning streak to 6, but it's up in Lambeau this weekend. I would think the thought is, hey, Caleb, just stop spraying the ball all over the place. Put it where it needs to be put, when it needs to be put there. We're going to lean on Swift and Monongai, and we're going to try and steamroll the Packers, who, oh, by the way, Kenny Clark's in Dallas, Devontae Wyatt's down for the year. We should be able to run on. Is everybody in Chicago comfortable with the game manager term, or is it still looked at as a pejorative?
Don't you have to be an accurate quarterback to be a game manager?
Here we go.
I'm just saying, like, the number of off-target throws that you see from Caleb Williams, I'm fascinated. He says all the right things publicly, but Ben Johnson is not tied to this guy in any way. So it's challenging when you ask me to speak for the city of Chicago and to speak for Bears fans, because we aren't always aligned. But that is what I find to be very interesting moving forward. Because does Ben Johnson truly believe that he can do better with something else? Or is this his guy? Is he going to handpick a quarterback at some point? Or is Caleb Williams just talented enough where he can be just fine? Maybe he's not going to be a top five elite quarterback. Maybe he's not going to be Drake May. Maybe who was drafted after him. But maybe he's not going to be that guy, but he can be damn good, and he can have a top 10 offense to start with. And he hasn't even gotten into the part where he's handpicking his players. Like, much of the offseason was about, okay, we've got to rework this entire offensive line. And I'm sure that was the number one priority for Ben Johnson working with Ryan Poles. Fix this offensive line. They did, with a few new starters, and then eventually a fourth new starter, which we figured they would make during the season at left tackle. So he's just gotten things going. And, you know, one of the running backs, it took very late. But as far as where the Bears fans are going to be over the moon. And the reaction to the Black Friday win was, what are you going to say now? Like, yeah. I get what you were saying about the luck and the 2-minute wins, but they're doing it. They just know how to win. They're taking the knowledge they have of this sport, and they understand what involves a little bit of luck or good fortune, however you want to put it. They're willing to push it to the side. And I understand why. And where I'm at is, for the first time, I have a little bit of long-term faith because of the head coach. Like, it's not a Matt Nagy situation where you're winning with defense, even though he was going to be the next offensive genius. Andy Reid told everybody, oh, he, of all my assistants, he's going to be the best coach. And we know what ended up happening there as he flames out, and because he was going to fix Mitchell Trubisky, right? And then it was Fields. But whatever. We don't need to go down that road. But there is so much trust in Ben Johnson that if he were to say, Caleb's not the guy in so many words, and you move on, okay. Whatever Ben Johnson wants, he gets right now in this town. He has built up so much equity in a short period of time. He's straight up running this town. And I think it would be like, you get a new coach and things are all looking up, and it's hard to put you there, but you've never had an offense. You've never had a quarterback. You have an offense all of a sudden. The guy that was deemed the offensive genius has been just that to start. The entire city is buying in. He can do no wrong. So that's where Bears fans are. They're kind of taking this year, at least I am, it's all gravy. Them being in the playoffs is a big positive, even though, okay, things are going to come back down next year, but they're still on the ascend with this guy.
What's it like to have a coach that you believe in to get the best out of players? It's wild.
It's the first time in my life. It's first time it's happened in my life, Chris, and that's no joke. Like, that's always been the issue. That's why you see all these numbers in the sports betting world about the Bears being so bad against the spread, because they can never exceed expectations. They never had a coach that brings out the best in their players.
I have a follow-up. And I know it's
– yeah.
No, but – and I know you'll be honest about this. Where were you at this point with Nagy?
See, I never believed in Trubisky. I didn't know about Fair. Nagy because okay. And like, people, I've received pushback on social media. You were saying the same thing about Nagy. Well, no, you weren't paying attention. Or you were saying the same thing about the Bears in this year. I'm like, no, I wasn't, because Khalil Mack changed everything for that 1 year, and all the good fortune, and nobody was injured on the O-line from what I remember. Like, there were so many things that went their way.
Is there not a parallel to this defense and the turnovers they're creating? Like, I let's see what happens next year, right? Yeah.
Sure. 100%. But I do think Dennis Allen's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good career DC who was not a head coach. I'm probably willing to give Caleb more of a benefit of the doubt. He's got to hit these throws next year that we've seen him miss by. Now, Trubisky would miss him by 20 yards and they'd be like way up here. Like, Caleb's missing them by 5 yards. He's got to hit those next year. It's tough for me too, because there was a lot of excitement about Nagy, offensive mind, kind of like not the hype videos that Ben Johnson had, but he had the personality. He was playing the game. There was a buy-in. He had the cool story about the, I don't know, there's always like a rental car and quit his real estate job, you know, blah, blah, blah. There was a big honeymoon period, but the double doink broke him, like broke him in half, like lost his mind. I wonder what kind of adversity, which will eventually hit. Like, he's playing with house money this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So far, so good.
So let's the thing with back. Nagy too is, like, the verbiage was always different. Like, Nagy was always doing the game of, oh, well, it's offense 101 and now we're in offense 102. Whereas, like, Ben Johnson gets up there, is like, and says, yeah, Caleb's not good right now. He's not hitting the throws. Like, we have to, like, it's so direct and to the point, which to Joe's point, that gives me more faith that this is sustainable, because Ben Johnson's actually saying, hey, this is what's bad and this is what needs to change. Whereas, like, Nagy was word salad. It was, oh, well, this is like when you drive a car off the like, shut up, egghead, enough. Like, say what you're saying. Use your actual words. And, like, to Paul's point, Visor. Like, Caleb, like, Trubisky would miss the throws by 20 yards. And, yeah, Caleb has some of these throws where he's egregiously behind the receiver. I'll also say I've never seen as many receivers fall down running routes as I have this year. Like, I feel like at least once a game, somebody egregiously just banana peels themselves. And it's like, I don't know if maybe I'm just paying more attention now, but I feel like that doesn't usually happen. Like, DJ Moore last week, just egregious, like, sniper in the stands, just, like, loses his ankles on the field. Like, that was insane. I not to say that, like, Caleb's, oh, my God, he's bulletproof. Like, yeah, he needs to be better, obviously, but... then he does some of the stuff where he rolls out and just fires a dart from across his body. And you're like, oh, that's what he can do. Like, Trubisky's arm would be in the stands if he tried that.
Right.
You see what
Caleb is capable of, but you just don't see it consistently enough. And so you go, wait a second. Why can't you replicate that?
But guys, if you went hurry up with Trubisky in a playoff game, he did enough to win them the game. No, last question. Be you or good, better, best?
Like, for my team, really what I would want to use, which one doesn't make me vomit?
I don't know.
It's
pick one.
That's a difficult, it's difficult because the new one won't, you don't hate the new one as much. At least maybe Sam does. I don't hate it because it's not nauseating yet, but after a few losses, it's going to be quickly.
Yeah.
So boy, I had a good, better, best. I'd say
that
good, better, best.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's easy to say now. I wonder like, and honestly, one more comparison, like Joe Madden, like that was a younger team. Like this cheesy crap works for a year, works when you're winning, maybe two. We'll see what the next, like, iteration.
You got to change it next year.
Really quickly.
That's what happened.
Is it not working?
That was the problem
with
Nagy, too. It was, well, it was Club Dub, remember? That, like.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That got old. Club
Dub. Like, that got old so fast because you won four games the next year. And it was like, okay.
It was over.
Like, this sucks.
But, I mean, again, it's not hokey yet. Right. Club Dub. It's not hokey yet, but I also feel like Campbell not in Detroit, could be missing something. Does he have these catchphrases or is he just like that guy?
He's just that guy.
He's that guy who and then cries after the game. I mean, that's
like, for some reason that lasts longer than like a catchphrase. I feel like, I'm sure you get tired of if you start losing, but Lions 25-1, let's go.
Let's go.
Back to this weekend on the Bears.
Oh yeah,
going to Lambeau. Still plus 175 to win the division if you haven't gotten in on that yet. And this touched 5.5 for just like a half a second earlier in the week, and it's 6.5 now. People took one game from the Packers offense, Joe, and they're back in on Jordan Love in Green Bay. And I'm sorry, I can't get there. 6.5. I'm on the Bears. I think they're gonna run all over Green Bay.
I have been wildly disappointed at times. Anytime you start to trust the Packers, it feels like, okay, here's a game that they should control, and then they struggle mightily. I'll point to a few things that are very interesting. We mentioned the turnover rate for the Bears, number one interception rate by far in the NFL, like so many more turnovers than any other team. I think they have more, like 8 more turnovers than any other team in the league. Jordan Love doesn't throw picks. So how does that work out on the field? And don't forget the Ben Johnson introductory press conference. He pointed out, he made it a point. He went out of his way to mention that when he was in Detroit, he loved beating the Packers twice a year. When LaFleur is asked about everything going on in Chicago, listen to some of the audio this week, he will mention every corner of this team but Ben Johnson. He will not say his name. He will not give him any credit for what has happened this year. This has been circled all year since training camp on the Packers side of things. This is a big number at 6.5. I can't wait for this game. I love that it actually means something, because I've been hearing all my life about how big of a rivalry it was. And over the last decade, I'm like, shut up. Rodgers is going to kick their ass again. Like, stop talking to me about this rivalry, because in the 40s and 50s, they were, and 60s, they were great teams. They haven't been both great in a long time outside of the 2010 NFC Championship game. I don't have a play on the side. I understand why people look at it, especially after last week, seeing that, hey, that number of 6.5 is pretty high. The sharps are on Green Bay. That's why the number's that high. It dropped this week, then it went back up. This is the best team that the Bears have faced all year. Like, Dallas is in that. Baltimore, 6-6 Baltimore team. People point to that as being one of their toughest opponents. Detroit early in the year. Philly last week. All the issues going on with Philly. This is the best team that they've faced, and they've got to face them twice in the next 3 weeks. I think the Packers win. I'm just not there on the cover. I saw that the Bears have the worst success rate in the NFL on deep passes. I could set up one for Christian Watson, one or two passes, especially with some of his other weapons out.
I want to see what happens if they can get to Love and force him into mistakes, though. I still think mm-hmm. I still think that's a distinct possibility.
What about Parsons?
Yeah.
Caleb's avoided sacks all year. Maybe not this time.
Yeah. I think, not to go back to the whole game manager thing and over-analysis of Caleb Williams, but just run the ball. Just run the ball. You're averaging 170 yards on the ground over the last 3 weeks. You got a 51% success rate on the ground since week 5. Just run the football. And I think Ben Johnson's smart enough to recognize that and not put Caleb in those spots where he will make a terrible throw because he's being pressured or outside the pocket, and it will get picked off and will turn the game. We got plenty of games to get into. It is Bet Sweats live on the BetMGM network. Chris Mack in for Sam Panayotovich. It might be your last chance to make money on betting the Chiefs to miss the playoffs. Can the Texans bury Mahomes in Kansas City in sub-freezing temperatures? We take a look at Week 14's primetime games next here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.